If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide-open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are going to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Las Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Hi again and welcome to Vegas Never Sleeps. I'm Stephen Maggi. This week's show features an unusual love story which connects Russia to Las Vegas. You'll meet new Vegas singer Irina Nero and her husband, Bob Van Runkle, a man who is responsible for bringing some of America's biggest stars to Russia, as well as some of the biggest movies. And speaking of movies, do you remember the Titanic? Well, you can find out the real story of the Titanic over at the Luxor Hotel on the Strip. We'll have more on that later. Finally, your Vegas insider, Scott Robin, visits again, predicting what's going to happen in the year 2018. I want to talk about a power couple. We got a couple of people here with us. A singer from Russia that's absolutely incredible. She's just kind of new on the scene and people are searching her out. And her husband, who brings famous people to Russia and has dealt with a number of different people. We're going to talk to both of them. First of all, it's Irina Nero, who's the singer here, and her husband, Bob Van Runkle. Now, Irina, you came here. I understand your knowledge of English at the time was 12 pop songs. Is that right?
Yes, it's right.
And, you know, how hard was that? I mean, you seem like, you know, you speak great now, and you haven't been here all that long. Is it just something you kind of immersed yourself in, or what?
You know, it's just difficult to explain you how it feels, because sometimes it's not important how many words you know, because if people around you are good, polite, and kind, and you understand people just with the emotions. Yeah. And now I'm getting better and I communicate much better.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you talk about emotions. You sing with power. I mean, you have this powerful voice. And what's interesting is when you sing, it seems like it's almost easier for you.
Yes, correct, because I heard so many songs, and when I was young, I grown up in with American music. I love jazz so much. I love gospel. I like old-style American music, you know, old movies, and most Russian people love it so much. You will be impressed how Russian people love American entertainment.
Yeah, pop music particularly just seems to be kind of an international language that everybody loves, and I know, well, it was one of the things Bob did was bring some of these American entertainers to Russia and so forth. But I want to talk, before I get it with Bob, about to you, specifically about coming here to Las Vegas. Now, I mean, was it sort of intimidating in the beginning because there's so many great singers and so forth, or did you just like want to drink all that up? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's a great question. Thank you so much. Because I don't know local singers. And for me, I'm just open them for myself, like somebody new, and I don't have fears that somebody like big star, somebody small star. It's all just professional, talented people for me. And this is, I think, the biggest luck, because I have no fears, but I have the biggest excitement in my life now, because around so many beautiful and very talented people.
So we go see you, right? What kind of music are you singing? You see, you know, you said you like jazz, you said you like gospel and so forth. What are some of your favorites?
You know, of course, I love jazz most of all, because it's just music of my soul. But now we making my new program. It's pop music program, because still I'm young. I want to have fun. I want to have party, and I want to make people happy. It's so obvious and easy, but still I just feel so good in this music, and I'm enjoying every moment with my musicians, very talented, very professional guys. And I invite you, by the way, if you have a chance, come to me, and I think we'll have fun.
Well, that sounds great. I tell you one last thing. Have you done anything on the stage? Because you have one of those voices. I heard you just kind of actually even just yelling across the room. It's powerful. You'd be great on the stage.
Thank you. You know, I was living in Russia in a small town, and we had like forest and everything around. And when I was young, we just went in forest, sang so loud and had fun, I think. And just because of it, I have powerful voice.
Well, it is powerful. It's a beautiful voice. Talk to Bob here for a second. Now, Bob, you have a really interesting job. I mean, what you did bringing things to Russia. How do you get into something like that, for starters?
I mean, to be honest, it was all by accident. Of course, I had a restaurant in Beverly Hills, which, you know, I wanted to get in the entertainment business. So I understood having a restaurant, especially if it was a popular one, getting a lot of girls, which I happen to know, I was single and knew a lot at the time, that would bring actors, meeting actors, I'd start to meet agents and so on and so forth. So having a restaurant on Beverly Drive, 435 North, took me into starting to produce. By starting to produce, one of the girls I knew asked me if I could meet her Russian boyfriend, who had just put $1.5 million of his own money into shooting a film in Russia in English with J.T. Walsh, Christopher Penn, and some other American actor. And he'd already made it but didn't know how to sell it. Could I help? I had friends that just bought Live Entertainment, and somebody from Karalko, Peter Hoffman, who had Seven Arts Film Distribution. I brought this Russian $500,000 for the sales of it that he wouldn't have had. We became friends. He asked me, could I bring a Hollywood studio to Russia to meet Mayor Lushkov, because they were interested in starting to build multiplex cinemas. They only had individual standing. I convinced the heads of Warner Brothers to send Millard Oakes with me, head of international theaters. Once I took Warner Brothers, all the media started interviewing me, and then the wealthiest Russians started asking me, could I bring actors and bands? And I started using my network from everybody I'd met in the restaurant business and growing up with in Beverly Hills to start getting to all these different actors and bands, and over the next 15 years brought over 120 actors and bands to Russia for presidents and, you know, movie shows, television shows, film festivals, concerts.
Well, it's just a fantastic thing that you kind of fell into it. You know, you had a rough idea, but who would have ever thought you'd fall into something like that? And it makes sense, the business acumen coming from the restaurant and then having the right contact. So you do this. You go over to Russia. Who are some of the people you're bringing over there?
Some of the bands I brought were Kiss, Nazareth, Scorpion, Sugar Ray, Mariah Carey, Katy Perry, Jared Leto, 30 Seconds to Mars, Kanye West, A-ha, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Brian Ferry, Sum 41, the X's. I'm Kevin Costner and his band, Modern West, Steven Seagal and his band, and then again, 100 actors, 80 actors. In fact, just 4 or 5 months ago, I just took Nicolas Cage, who, of course, is a Las Vegas resident, and my good friend John Malkovich to Kazakhstan for a film festival there.
You obviously are the guy to go to when it comes to Russian, putting those connections together. And, you know, like Irina was saying, American culture apparently is very popular over in Russia.
Very popular. And of course, in the early 2000s, when individuals started really making a lot of money after Perestroika, everybody, had grown up watching our American movies, listening to our American songs. So, of course, if all of a sudden you're making $5-10 million a month and you're a 30-year-old kid or 32 businessman, who wouldn't want to meet Sylvester Stallone and Mike Tyson and hear Mariah Carey and Katy Perry? And if you've got that kind of money, you can pay. It's nothing to pay $1 million to have someone like me bring them for you.
What was it like living over there? I heard you talking about very cold weather there. I mean, what was that like? And, of course, then you're also at the highest level of society over there, which has to be exciting.
Yeah, I think that it was dealing with the highest level of society, which kind of kept the weather off my mind. Because in winter, every year it would get to be minus 30 around the beginning of January. And, of course, it's 90 degrees in the summer, which is bearable. Being from L.A., I can easily live with that. But when you're running, with the guys you're hearing about on the news, one of my clients, Oleg Deripaska, who was the one that paid Paul Manafort the $10 million you hear about. Of course, this was before that. And so many, when you're running around with those kind of guys and you're flying private jets everywhere and, the best dinners and then the best travel. I mean, it's a lot of fun. It is a tough place to live. The traffic's terrible. I barely speak the language even after 15 years, but most of the wealthiest that I represent speak English because they're doing international business, so it didn't push me to have to learn Russian. And, of course, my business is in brain science, so it's easy communicating when you're selling actors, bands, and producing movies and television series. It's not like, building a skyscraper or something that you're in, 20 meetings a day just doing budgets and construction costs and plans. So fortunately, I was lucky to fall into an easy business to communicate. Here's the picture. This is how much they'll cost. Are they available and can you pay it? It's easy.
You'll hear more from Irina Nero and Bob Van Runkle in a few moments. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi. When you go to Las Vegas, you have to know what you're going to go see, and there's no better place on the web to go than VitalVegas.com. You hear Scott Robin, our Vegas insider, every week. What are people going to find when they go to your site, Scott?
Everything you need to know about Las Vegas, from shows and restaurants and a lot of inside dirt that you won't hear anywhere else.
And a lot of photos, too, and a lot of snark, right?
That is the case. Yes.
You can't miss it. VitalVegas.com. Are you looking to save money on your prescription medications? Are you paying out of pocket for your meds? Or is your copay too high? You've got to check out the RX Cut free prescription discount card. And getting your free discount card is easy. All you do is go to the website rxcutdiscounts.com. No fees, no forms, no personal information needed, and the cards are active immediately. Discount cards are also good for the entire family, and they never expire. Visit rxcutdiscounts, that's plural, .com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812. Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Irina Nero, new singer on the Vegas scene, and her husband, Bob Van Runkel, who for years brought celebrities of stage and screen to Russia. So you meet the lovely Irina over there. Tell us that story. How'd you guys get together?
To be honest, we met on social media. I had never been married, never had kids. My mother and everyone else that knew me thought I would never be married, thought I'd be single all my life. I saw her on Facebook, you know, wrote to her. I thought she was attractive. She hardly spoke any English. I hardly spoke Russian, so we were both using Google Translator. She didn't want anything to do with me. She figured out, who's this American guy trying to pick me up? She noticed a picture on my Facebook page of me in a restaurant where she happened to be singing that night, and I had Kevin Sorbo with me and the world undisputed champion Kostyadze, who was a boxer, was with me. And she remembered that night because she was singing on stage, and she remembered seeing the photo taken with them right in front of her, even though she didn't recognize me that night. And so that made her at least have confidence that if I knew these people that, you know, were her boss and in that restaurant, how, you know, I couldn't be a serial killer from America, most likely. So she decided, she agreed to meet me for a drink. I went and saw her one of her performances. We went out the next night. She fell in love with me, and here we are. No, we fell in love with each other. We fell in love with each other, and I got married. We got married in March of 2017 in Vegas. My first marriage, and my last. Yeah, my last. And here we are. We've made it almost a year already.
Well, that's fantastic. It shows that persistence really pays off. Now, Irina, I want to ask you, again, like Bob's telling the story, were you a little frightened at first? Like, you're not I don't mean frightened, but a little bit suspicious, like, who's this guy writing me and stuff, this English, you know, English-speaking American guy?
I think it was not about that he's English-speaking American guy. It was about social network and all the stereotypes that it's like, oh, my gosh, it's hookup, and this guy wants just to have fun. It's nothing serious, and I'm good girl. I want just husband and family. And especially in Russia, we are very traditional, very conservative in this way, and the family is very important for us. And I'm so appreciated that my husband finally became my husband, you know. And it was a great story, and I hope, you know, after war in Russia, Still, it was like after 1945. We don't have enough guys. We have like so many beautiful, gorgeous young girls who just need guy to make family, to make kids. And I was so happy to find amazing person. For me, it was a little bit scary to come in America because, you know, in Russian, my name is Irina. Irina means peace. Mm-hmm. And my real last name is Archangel, which means like angel with six wings. And I always think that peace is the most important thing on this earth. And for me, it was a little bit scary to come in America because we have difficult relationships. And I thought probably American people will be a little bit not happy to see a Russian person in America, you know, but I was surprised that normal people, just real people in America, they really don't care what government's doing, you know, and Russian people, same. Yeah. We don't feel that something wrong. When Bob came in Moscow, I think everybody was just in love with him because he is just great person. He is kind. He has good personality. He is not trying to make something bad. And this is the way to have a great life, to have peace. And it's this is the most important thing, I think.
Well, I want to ask you guys one last question. When Irina decided to really go out, make a career out of this, come out here, you had a famous person take a listen to it, and he was pretty impressed. Do you want to tell that story?
Yeah, well, when we had Steven Tyler. I had Steven Tyler in Moscow for a concert Aerosmith was doing. And after the concert, of course, I said, I want you to meet my girlfriend. Well, Ira wasn't even my girlfriend. In fact, I think it was a time I thought, you know, Steven's single, Ira's single. I'd only known her a week or something. We were just friends. And I thought, let me try to impress Steven. So I brought, Ira to the concert and afterwards, and Steven and Ira sat and started talking. I think it was at the Marriott Hotel or Hyatt Hotel, in the Hyatt Hotel in the line. And so she started, you know, I told her she was a singer. I told Steven, he said, do some things. She did some singing. He said, wow, you've got the most incredible ear and range. You know, you need to come to America. And Bob, why aren't you bringing her there? And then, of course, he invited her to go with him on the private jet to his next concert, which is going to be in St. Petersburg the following night. But she was a little too shy, of course, for that. But
Bob in this moment understood that it's better to leave me for himself.
Yeah. Well, that was smart.
If Steven wants her, yeah, okay. She's got to be good enough for me then if Steven Tyler wants her.
Well, that means a lot, and it's got to make you feel good, too, to have somebody of that stature, of that notoriety, that was also on American Idol, so he's, in theory, an expert on that kind of thing. So that had to make you feel good, right? Because I imagine, as good as you are, people always question themselves, but it always feels good to have somebody that's up there already tell them that, hey, you can play in this league.
Oh, of course, it's the most important thing that professional people can tell you that you're doing great. But, you know, I still believe that even somebody doing not so good, and you shouldn't be perfect to do something you really like, because we have so many reasons why we do something. For example, some people, they are maybe not so good singers, but they amazing songwriters, and they sing these songs with soul. And this is the most important point why they should every day go on stage and make people happy. Yeah, I was a teacher for many years in Moscow, and I was working in the best musical school in the center of Moscow, and we have like Russian Madonna, you know, it's like Alla Pugacheva, and she has her own vocal school, and I was working as a teacher, vocal teacher, and I'm masters of vocal.
Well, you guys are a great couple. I want to wish you the best of luck, and I know you're going to be a big star, and you've got the perfect husband to help you reach that, so we'll see you again soon.
Thanks.
Thank you.
When we return, you'll learn what really happened to the Titanic through artifacts and displays over at the Luxor Hotel. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Come on, everybody, and snap your fingers now. Come on, everybody, and clap your hands real loud. my baby loves me. Come on, everybody, and whistle this tune right now. Come on, everybody, and stomp your feet real loud. Come on, everybody, take a real deep breath and repeat after me. Love my baby. Love my baby. Hey, 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 and my baby loves me. Well, there ain't nothing wrong with the long hair music like Brahms, Beethoven, and Bach. But I was raised with a guitar in my hands, and I was born to rock. Well, come on, everybody, and turn your head.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you head up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
When you visit Las Vegas, there are a few things that are must-sees, and some of them are kind of obvious as you drive down the Strip. One, and a lot of people know about it because a lot of people have seen it, but it's really a must-see. It's at the Luxor Hotel, which is easy to find, of course, on the Strip. It's been there since 2008, and really it's been around Vegas even longer than that. It is Titanic, the artifact exhibit. You can't miss that. And with us today to talk about it, and I'm really interested to chat with him, is Mark Locke, the creative director of Premier Exhibits. Well, Mark, the Titanic is really something, and with the exhibition, a lot of people are thinking, oh, it's going to be a little, you know, kind of a cheap little thing off the movie. It's nothing like that. In fact, I imagine people that are expecting just to see something to relate to the movie are really caught by that.
I think so, Stephen. You know, this exhibition has the artifact, if you will, from the ocean floor, first of all, separate it like nothing else can. These are real pieces of the Titanic, in some cases real pieces of people's lives on display there at the Luxor. Artifacts recovered from the wreck site 2.5 miles down. But it's also a very theatrical exhibit. You know, those that have a romantic side and remember Cameron's film and Jack and Rose walking down the grand staircase, well, this is a completely immersive experience. You will be able to see the grand staircase in all its glory as well, a first-class cabin, a third-class cabin, go out on the promenade deck where it feels cold, look out into the stars the way the passenger did that night the Titanic sank. So a very theatrical experience, as you would expect in Las Vegas, but it goes back really to these real artifacts. It's genuine, it's real, it's a very powerful experience.
Yeah, I love the fact that you actually could feel the cold that they were feeling on that April night. Wow, that's wild.
That's right.
Yep. No, well, one thing I think I love, I mean, you get it's another one of those feelings of where you go back in time, and some of the things you have there, maybe you talk a little about some of them, I mean, like the luggage, the ship's whistle. You get a real feel for early 20th century, right? I mean, it's a cultural trip as well.
Yeah, Titanic was a floating city, you know, and over 2,200 folks on board, both passengers and crew, and they came from all walks of life, you know, the rich and famous of the world, we've all heard of that, and also the simple immigrants traveling to the United States for the first time with everything they owned in one simple, as you mentioned, leather suitcase. So the hopes and dreams of the third class passengers, the rich and famous, all of their belongings were there with them on board. And remember when Titanic sank, it took a while. It hit the iceberg at 11:40 at night on April 14th, 1912. And over 2 hours later, it finally sank. And during that time, the bow started to go down first because that's where it took on the water. The lifeboats were ordered to be loaded, but people felt far safer on the Titanic because it felt stable. So, you know, not enough lifeboats to begin with, but some of those lifeboats, tragically, that were on board the Titanic actually went out half full. So as it got more urgent and that bow started to dip down and the stern raised up out of the ocean, the Titanic basically split in half. And when I say split, kind of crosswise. So you have the bow section, the front of the ship, and the stern, and they both fell those 2.5 miles to the ocean floor. They ended up about a third of a mile apart. And those pieces that you're seeing, pieces of the ship, personal belongings, they started to spill out of the ship. And they ended up in an area that we call the debris field. And that's where we recover these artifacts. We don't go and rip things off the ship or haphazardly go inside the ship. Don't go inside the ship at all, as a matter of fact. But all this area around the ship called the debris field, that's where these pieces of the Titanic personal belongings. That's where they're recovered from, and that's what's in the exhibition.
Wasn't it kind of, you know, we're thinking, of course, with a 21st century mind, but how could you build something like that and not have enough lifeboats? It's fascinating. I guess they just figured that wasn't going to happen.
Well, isn't it, you know, I think there are examples throughout history, you know, that kind of, not to make it seem humorous, but kind of a, could add a VA kind of moment where you go, what in the world? What were they thinking? Well, one of the things they were thinking is they thought this was an unsinkable ship. And even though the White Star Line did not say it was unsinkable, one of the publications of the day called it practically unsinkable because of this new technology of watertight doors. Well, that was designed by a guy named Thomas Andrews, the ship's designer. Well, he also designed enough lifeboats on board the ship. He came up with something called a double davit, where there'd be a lifeboat on top of another lifeboat, and they could be launched separately. Well, the powers that be, the money folks from the White Star Line, Bruce Ismay, the chairman of the board, who many times is the villain in this story, thought, you know what, that other set of lifeboats really blocks the view of the ocean for the first class passengers. We don't need those lifeboats, and they did away with them. There was no law at the time requiring them, and of course, so many things changed after Titanic, from distress signals to other ships having to have their radios on all the time, and most noticeably, I think, having enough lifeboats, one seat for every passenger and crew member aboard the ship. So it's looking back in hindsight, but you go, why put lifeboats on at all if you're not going to have enough for everybody? Certainly was one of those learning moments.
Well, yeah, and it seems to me the key word here is arrogance. It just seems like there was a certain arrogance and tough way to get your comeuppance, but boy. And I guess the winners from this, if there's any winners, are the future passenger ships, because they wouldn't let that happen again.
That's right. You know, and I think we always learn from things, and you know, even in our conversations today about rules and regulations and government getting involved in our lives, well, I don't think we can't really argue with things like this, where both governments here in the United States and in England said, you know what, this is crazy. Everybody must have enough lifeboats if you're going to have a cruise ship. So there were those sorts of lessons, but there was arrogance. I suppose you could say it blurred into confidence. This was an age of technology, over 100 years ago now. But we seem to repeat that over and over again. You know, we can look at experiences today. I look back at my life, the most advanced means of transportation, the shuttle. The space shuttle, and I live here in Florida, and saw that day that it blew apart. You know, there are just those moments where we think we've got it figured out, and we're humbled so many times when it comes to those sorts of things.
You know, I think another thing that is really a draw, and people really do need to see this, is cruise ships are a big thing. Ever since the Love Boat, they've sprouted all over the place.
Yeah.
Most people have been on them, but what I think they don't get, and we're talking about the first class part here, is the real elegance. I mean, the elegance in the Titanic there, this was how the really ultra wealthy lived, right? I mean, this was incredible in terms of what they ate and what they ate with, and, you know, their accommodations and so forth.
That's right. In fact, the White Star Line was in competition with a cruise line called the Cunard Line. And remember, people were not flying across the Atlantic. They were getting to the United States and back on these large ships. And it was conceived that the Titanic certainly would be fast enough, but its main selling point was how luxurious it was going to be. And so many references to it was like staying at a five-star hotel. And the meals that were served were like going to the best restaurants in the world. The rich and famous were aboard this ship, and they wanted to be aboard this ship because of its luxury. But even the second class and the third class we talked about, you know, the third class is said to be as good as second class on most other ships. In fact, so many of the immigrants on board that were coming here, as we mentioned, for the first time, there are those, their memories of walking into their cabin and kind of realizing this is the best they'd ever had it, fresh linens and freshly painted cabins. And for them, it was a wonderful compared to their lives, a wonderful experience. But it really sold itself, the ship did, the White Star Line, on how luxurious it is. And in the exhibition, you'll see that. You'll see the menus that are posted up on the wall of the exhibition, just like the actual menus that the passengers would look at and know what was being served that day, but also a recreation of a first-class cabin to understand a little of the luxury that you mentioned, and a third-class cabin as well.
Yeah, and Mark, I think it's really interesting because people need to remember what you said, that they might think of this, particularly after seeing the first-class cabin, how sparse and how terrible. But for most of those people, that was above what they way above what they normally lived with and what they expected, which I find interesting. It also shows, you know, in this day and age, I mean, sure, there's better cabins on particular ships, you know, you can get a suite and so forth. But the difference between the two was just so great, and yet that's kind of how society worked at in the early part of the 20th century.
That's right. I mean, we think we're moving away from that, and I suppose we are, but that idea of class distinction and class separation was very prevalent. And this strong belief that there was a difference in you if you had money and if you didn't. And that was represented in so many things in life, and it was no more evident and obvious, I guess, than aboard these cruise ships, especially the Titanic. I mean, you were not allowed to go over there if you were in third class, and certainly if you were in first class, you had access to everything, but you didn't want to go down there, you know?
Right.
So it was very obvious, and one of the lessons, if you will, and one of the stories brought out in the artifacts and the experience in the exhibition.
We will be back in a moment with Mark Locke, the creative director of Premier Exhibits, the man behind the incredible Titanic artifact exhibit over at the Luxor Hotel. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
I know what you're thinking. Why would I need a voiceover production company? Does your company need a commercial for radio or television? Are you looking to do an audiobook or web presentation? Then you need a voiceover production company. Black Eagle Sound Design is home to some of the finest voice actors, producers, and engineers in the business. Log on now to BESD.US and find out more. Black Eagle Sound Design will be there with you and your project every step of the way. On time, on target, and at a price you can afford. Visit us at BESD.US.
Angstrom Minerals represent a quantum leap in nutrition. Liquid minerals offer a more concentrated and quicker boost because they integrate into the body faster. Unlike that handful of pills you take every day, Angstrom Minerals bypass digestion and go directly to the cells. Try Angstrom Minerals for your body, your health, and your life. Register online and use your account to save 5% off your retail order every time you shop. Some restrictions apply. Please visit elementalresearchinc.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129.
That's 800-685-0129.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You're listening to Mark Locke of the Luxor Hotel's Titanic exhibit. One thing that you guys have, which I think is great, is free teacher guides and lessons plans. And just as we're talking here, people can see this fits in so much with history. It seems like a wonderful way to educate people on that time of the country's history and so forth. And how do you guys do it? I know you do it. Is it part of a curriculum you do with like local teachers in the, you know, the I guess Nevada and California and so forth?
Yeah, you know, the story of Titanic is taught in most curriculums for school children, and I'm always amazed and now never surprised to have a little one, if you will, walk up to me and start telling me something that I don't know, because it's one of those stories that just fascinates people, always has. It was the first large news story that was really ever covered that went around the world relatively quickly. Not like today, not like, you know, CNN going live almost immediately after something happened, but it was a news story that captured the whole world. And yes, we prepared teachers' guides that not only tell the story, but connected to the exhibition. And, you know, one of my great experiences in doing this job, if you can call it that, was to actually get inside of one of those small submersibles and go down to the wreck of the Titanic myself, and to look out that porthole and see the ship, see the debris field, see the artifacts. And it was an incredibly emotional experience, as you can imagine. And to bring that to the exhibition and to share that with folks of all ages, including school children, has been just an honor for me, and of course that experience was nothing I'll ever forget.
You know, Mark, I think people can really get an experience they're not going to forget when they go to visit this at the Luxor. It's a great little break too, I think, from some of the entertainment features in Las Vegas. This is something just a little different where you can kind of go a world away and yet stay on the Strip. I think this exhibit, if you love the movie, you're going to love this. But if you hated the movie, you can't stand here in this, you're still going to love it, because this is real history. This isn't a romantic story. This is the real deal.
That's right. Well put. You know, people walk into our grand staircase and some say, hey, it looks just like the one in the movie. And some people say, well, you know, it looks just like the real one. And that's why it was there in the movie as well. So I do think it's one of those experiences. And certainly in Vegas as I go out there. There's so many wonderful things to do, but this is a unique human emotional experience that people connect with, and I think it's unique and compared to some of things that are available in Las Vegas. Everything else is fantastic, but this really can grab you and touch you and connect with you in a very special way.
Yeah, it's a real memory, and you're going to want to bring your friends or tell your family about it because it's something everybody probably should do at least once. And if you're a history buff like I am, you probably want to go many times. But well, let's tell them how to do it. It's at the Luxor on the Strip. That's easy enough to find. It's very reasonably priced. If people want to get tickets, or where can they look ahead of time, Mark, to kind of check this out so they can make plans for the next trip?
Absolutely. www.titanicvegas.com. It's got all the information there. It'll give you a good sense. 300 artifacts in the exhibition. The largest piece of the Titanic that's ever been recovered, a 15-ton section of the hull, which is just awe-inspiring. But you can find everything on the website. You can also go to the Luxor Hotel website. But it's been our a real honor to be there for these many years, and look forward to many years to come. There at the Luxor.
Well, we're excited about it, too. It's a great place to visit. Thanks for being with us, Mark. Really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Stan.
Coming up next, your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com, tells us all there is to look forward to in the year 2018 in Las Vegas.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. You better come inside, let me teach you how to jive and wheel. Oh, you gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel.
Time now for a visit with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com. As you are aware, he breaks more stories about Las Vegas than anybody else, and now he's going to take a look at what to look at in the year ahead. Anything particularly you see ahead for 2018 that we need to keep our eye on that maybe might be a bit of a surprise?
In Las Vegas in 2018, I think it's really, there's going to be a dramatic shift in the kind of entertainment that Las Vegas does. It has moved away from these kind of hokey magic shows and this kind of old school kind of lounge entertainment. You'd be hard pressed to find a lounge act in a lounge. What you're really finding are these big headliners, and Lady Gaga was one that kind of stole the headlines. I broke that story. Britney Spears is another. Broke that story. Back for another residency. So I have to get some plugs in for myself here. Barry Manilow as well. He will be at the Westgate. But I think it's kind of, it is a definite shift, because it used to be that the entertainers that came to Vegas were kind of like, you're in the home stretch. But someone like Lady Gaga is a huge draw. And Britney Spears still has a ton of fans, a ton of momentum. So if they're picking Vegas to do residencies, there's obviously something in it for them, a ton of money. Lady Gaga is going to make $100 million, huge amount of money. But I think for the town, these live entertainment venues are driving a lot of visitation and business. When you've got Bruno Mars and you've got all these folks, like Aerosmith, I think, is rumored to be doing a residency too, you're getting the biggest acts in the world. That's a shift away from these little kind of dopey, kind of silly acts that people are just tired of. They want the big name performers, and Vegas listens and responds because that's where the money is.
Well, that's it for this week's show. Next week, join us again as we talk about Las Vegas becoming possibly the new Branson, Missouri, at a whole nother level. We'll talk with Jason Braceland of the Las Vegas Review Journal about the possibilities of that. This is Stephen Maggi wishing you a great weekend and reminding you, Vegas never sleeps.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I am just a devil with love to spare. So viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Beaver!
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.